We continue on the KCIIPM sports page. It's time to talk with this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Golf Athlete of the Week. And this week we have Brady Knutson of the Washington Demons. Brady, thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
And Brady, let's open up our conversation today with what year in school are you at Washington High School?
I'm a sophomore at Washington.
As a sophomore, you've got some time before graduation, of course, but have you thought at all about your future plans after high school?
Probably something related in about animal science and ag business.
Do you have right now a dream job, what you'd like to do?
Not really set in stone, but just probably like a sales rep or something like that.
School and sports, what other activities are you involved in at Washington?
I'm involved in football, baseball, basketball, BPA, FFA, and dance marathon, and also golf.
Okay, when it comes to the sports side of things, what's your favorite one?
Probably baseball or golf.
When we look at all those things, because you listed off a lot of activities, so I'm not sure how much free time you might have, but when you do have some free time, what do you like to do?
I usually like to go hunting or fishing or hanging out with my friends.
Right now, if you had to pick the best part of your game, the way you're playing, what would it be?
Probably my irons, like my 8 and 9. I've been really consistent on hitting those straight.
And what part of your game do you think you could shave a couple more strokes off? What still needs some work?
My chipping.
For you, when it comes to golf, would you rather crush a drive and have that feeling, or would you rather have the feeling of sinking a putt?
Sinking a putt.
Why?
There's just some feeling you get when you make like a birdie putt or a save for par from a long ways away. You know that your round's not over.
Now, you've had great success, as we said, at both conference and sectionals here, two of the biggest meets of the year. You've come in tied as medalist, and you've had a great season overall, but really kind of reached another level here over the last week and a half. Is there something specific that you've seen in your game that's allowed you to play even better than you did at the start of the year?
No, not really. Our coach at practice is just telling us to just play it like any other meet, and all of us boys have been playing really well over the past two meets. At conference, Jacob Van Oslo, he also shot 76, and then Dalton Myers and Brock Zabowski, they're just right behind us with 77. And Caleb and Mitchell were right there in the mid-80s.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about conference, because you went into a playoff for the conference championship, and a bit of a friendly thing. You said Jacob tied you there. You had to go into a playoff with your teammate. What was that like?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It was kind of just like we were just like going out to the golf course and just playing there. It didn't really seem like there was much pressure at all, just having fun.
And that conference title for you guys was the second one in a row. What's it like to be a team conference champion? What does that feel like?
It's nice, but we know that we'd rather have like be districts or sectional champs, because that's our bigger picture, is going to state.
What did it feel like to turn, again, right from a conference championship, you come back to another big meet, it's sectionals, you have the great day you did, and then you bring home that team championship as well. How does that feel, knowing that you've taken that first step now?
It was awesome. It was a great, great day for everyone. We all shot pretty well. Our coach just told us, just put that behind us now and focus on districts.
Now, when we talked conference, one of the things I liked is not only did we talk about your score there, but you listed off where everybody else was at, and this is a team that you're now conference champs, sectional champs, so you've had a lot of success. What's it like to see your teammates have success alongside you?
Yeah, that's awesome. Everybody's just playing super well right now, and our one man doing too well at sectionals, I know he'll be right there again at districts. He shot very well at this course last time we played it.
What's it like to know that all six of you are dangerous when it comes to being able to shoot low scores?
It's awesome, because if someone has an off day, the next person's right there in line just to pick them up and shoot a low score.
This group has had a lot of success on the course. What are these guys like off the course?
They're awesome friends that hang around. After golf meets, sometimes we'll just go out and eat as a whole group, or just go play some more golf and just hang out. It's great.
Now, you mentioned Coach Burhau and some things that you guys have talked about here during this really important stretch run of conference and sectionals. What's it like to play for him?
He's a great coach. Him and Coach Stark, they're always positive and teaching us new ways. And, like, if you hit a bad shot, don't think about it. Just move on to the next one, laugh it off a little bit, and just move on to the next goal.
Your favorite course to play?
Probably Mount Pleasant. It's similar to Washington's, and I like the feeling of the grass and the roll of the greens.
What's the most difficult course you play here?
I didn't shoot too well at Fort Madison. That one, the front nine's pretty tight, so you have to hit a straight ball on that course.
Is there somebody maybe on the tour that you pattern after, or somebody that's coached you along the way that you look up to when it comes to golf?
I like Ricky Fowler. He's kind of like my height. He's not too tall, and he just pounds the ball.
And outside of golf, who are some people you look up to?
My parents. They teach me, like, to do the right things all the time and don't. And if I do mess up, go make up for my actions.
And our sponsor of this segment is Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping, and they operate their business based on core values that include respect, integrity, responsibility, dependability. Brady, what are some core values that you have on and off the course?
I feel like that I'm pretty respectful, hardworking, on time, and just determined to, like, get that end goal met.
What goals do you have individually and as a team still ahead?
Our goal as a team is just to get top two at districts to advance. But I know that we can do it and we can get first there. We all have the capability to shoot low scores there, and our coach has given us enough confidence and good techniques and practices that we're ready to go.
What would it mean for this group to qualify for state as a team?
It'd be awesome. We got two seniors that have started 3 years in a row, and it'd mean a lot if they would be able to go there as a team. Dalton's gone as a sophomore, but he said it'd be a lot more enjoyable if we went as a team. It's a lot more fun.
Brady, you've had a terrific season, an exceptional last week and a half at conference and sectionals. We wish you and the rest of the Demons good luck at districts coming up. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you for this opportunity.
That's Brady Knutson. He is this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Golf Athlete of the Week, joining us on the KCII PM sports page. We'll be back with more right after this.